Join us for general orientation every third Thursday, 12, 3, and 6 p.m.
3647 University, CKUT 90.3 FM.
Oh, they're very shrewd. I must say, they're really quite remarkable in their ability to use the media.
Carte de votre région ou d'une région à proximité est rouge. Afin de limiter la propagation de la COVID-19, les rassemblements d'amis ou de famille dans les résidences et cours privées sont interdits et les déplacements vers d'autres régions sont à éviter. De plus, il est défendu de quitter son domicile entre 21h30 et 5h le matin. Visitez québec.ca/coronavirus pour connaître les mesures en place pour lutter contre la COVID-19. Respectez toutes les règles, tout le temps, sans exception. Un message du gouvernement du Québec.
Do you know about love? What do you possibly think you know about love? You know, I'm sick and tired of men using love like it's some kind of disease you just catch. Love should have brought your ass home last night.
Welcome to the spot.
Welcome to the spot.
The spot is where I kick it.
Got a lot on my mind, I'm thinking I need
you. Bring me joy when I'm down. Also,
oh, that's great. Oh, yes, Montreal. Welcome to The Spot on CKUT 90.3 FM. The Spot is where I kick it. I'm your host, Miss Nikki. I'm really excited. Listen, today I'm in rare form. I have a show for you. I sure do. I feel like I've been gone for a while, but, you know, I guess it's only been the regular amount of time. If you guys know, I do this every first and third Monday. You know, make sure you tell all of your friends to tell their friends, you know, so we can all be friends and we can listen to The Spot together and get to know amazing R&B, soul music, and, you know, little other genres in there from time to time. It's going to be super fun. Like, the thing is, the playlist that I have today is quite incredible, if I do say so myself. I think this might be one of my finest pieces of work yet. This is great. It's going to be amazing. I'm excited to have fun with you guys, talk VIP topics later on, and, you know, get into all the music that we're going to play. A little bit disappointed initially, actually, because, you know, I was going to have a guest on today, and they just happened to not be able to make it on the day we're recording. So, you know, it's fine. It's cool. You know, we're going to get them on next time, so don't worry. So if it's not for the first Monday, we're going to get them for the third Monday. I hope everybody is doing well, though. I know we've had some not-so-great announcements that we'll get into a little bit in the VIP topics later on, but it's just, you know what? Like, I'm here to cheer you up. We're not going to be talking about that too much. We don't need to think about that. You know, the vid could go F itself, basically. To not get any more crude on the radio, but, you know, we don't mess with that girl, COVID. You know, she's kind of like not fun. She kind of takes the fun out of everything, so we're gonna try and just be a little more positive. I have to say, let's be a little more positive, but I guess we want to be negative, huh? All right, that was a bad joke. Probably insert a drum roll there. Anyways, let's start off with the music before I tell any more horrid jokes. I have a stellar lineup to start off here with Fouché, with the Deep End. I don't know if you guys have heard of Fouché, but she has such an alternative little R&B rhythmic tone and voice here. I'm really excited to get into that. The latest from Romeo Wilson we got coming up. Excited to hear from him, you know, Brampton boy. And then we got some Rach coming up with Pick a Side. So let's start. We'll hear the music, we'll come back, we'll discuss.
I've been trying not to go off the deep end. I don't think you wanna give me a reason. I've been trying not to go off the deep end. I don't think you wanna give me a reason.
designed a gun, flipped the script. Had a big bone to pick, got the short end of sticks. So we made a fire dead, let it burn to a crisp. And that's a surefire flip. She's a boss, she's a bitch. I take that as a compliment. I say I'm moving real low, but leave him on a high note. Always leave a loyal, mama ready to throw. Yeah, better wake up, niggas on the way up. You ain't finna play her. Shawty gon' get that paper. Shawty tongue rip like razor. Shawty got wick, got flavor. Part of my tits and makeup. Pay her, jump it and hit that layup. Shawty ain't with them games, yeah. Shawty gon' get that paper, pay her. I've been trying not to go off the deep end. I don't think you wanna give me a reason. I've been trying not to go off the deep end. I don't think you wanna give me. I've been trying not to go off the deep end. I don't think you wanna give me a reason. I've been trying not to go off the deep end. I don't think you wanna give me. To light this bitch up. Life ain't fair, you fight for your cut. Think I spy your eye on my bucks. Great look, not a lion woke up. You eyeing my shit, crying my shit. Live in a minor event, I finally slipped. Built on nobody's amend, nobody went in. Contain what I'm bottling in, it's gonna be done. Shawty gon' get that paper. Shawty tongue rip like razor. Shawty got wick, got flavor. Part of my tits and makeup. Pay her, shoot and hit that layup. Shawty ain't with them games, yeah. Shawty gon' get that paper, pay. I've been trying not to go off the deep end. I don't think you wanna give me a reason. I've been trying not to go off the deep end. I don't think you wanna give me.
You're a black queen, prettiest thing my eyes have seen. You're a black queen, so much stronger than they believe. Don't let them tell you different, yeah. 'Cause I know you'll pick me up when I fall. Don't let them tell you different, yeah. You're perfect and you deserve it. To know what I'm talking about when I say black queen, black queen. Educated and you focus, yeah. Your melanin is so addictive, yeah. And that's what they want, and they gon' say it, no, no. But that's what they want, they wanna be just like you. Perfect skin, perfect hair, down to the clothes you wear. The definition of blessing. Oh, yeah. Don't let them tell you different.
Don't let them tell you different.
'Cause I know you'll pick me up when I fall. Don't let them tell you different.
Don't let them tell you different.
And you're perfect and you deserve it all. And I know that I need to hold you down, protect your crown, baby. I need you to know that you're a black. Black queen, black queen.
I'm sleeping with a stranger. I don't know what I'm dealing with. Mask off, mask on, real clown shit. I never ever felt like this. Yeah, you know I want you, I want you. Oh, oh, oh. Pick a side, you better pick a side, yeah. Pick a side. Pick a side. You switching up, did you get enough? You think you magic with your tricks and stuff? I'm pulling love, can you feel me? Whipped cream, grenadine with the cherry. One day this way, the next day you're all cloudy with the rain. Don't play. Ooh, I swear you just get so cold. Am I sleeping with a stranger? I don't know what I'm dealing with. Mask off, mask on, real clown shit. I never ever felt like this. Yeah, you know I want you, I want you, oh, oh. Pick a side, you better pick a side, yeah. Ooh. One line, two sides, you choose, you choose. Tell me what side do you choose? You choose. One minute you're up on me, then turn and leave me lonely. Don't know with you what I'm getting. Make your actions match your words. Pick a side, you better pick a side, yeah.
Yes, everyone, you are still tuned in to CKUT 90.3 FM, and you're listening to The Spot with Miss Nikki. The Spot is where I kick it every first and third Monday. I love it. I love it. I'm already having so much fun. You just heard Rach would pick a side, and you know what she's talking about. Like, y'all know those people that just refuse to be straight up, you know? Are you in it? Are you not in it? Are we doing this? Are we not? Like, what is going on? And listen, guys, fellas, you know I'm mostly talking to you because, you know, I know sometimes y'all be indecisive, and Rach is over it. She wants you. But you know what? Before that, we had a very positive message to our wonderful Black women, Black Queen from Romeo Wilson. I love that track. It's so great. And I really, like, love his whole movement on social media right now. And I like the uplifting things that he's been saying in regards to the Black women community. It's really nice to, you know, honestly, I'm not gonna lie, it's really nice to have a Black man kind of stand up and speak up in that manner. So I love it. Shout out to Romeo Wilson. And before we started off the segment with Fouché and Deep N, so, you know, I thought that was a pretty strong way to start off the show. We're gonna take a little quick break right now before we come back and get into those VIP topics. But don't worry, guys, we have so much more music coming up, and I'm excited to get into the little segments with you guys. So let's get it, and we'll be right back.
Stay tuned. The Spot will be right back on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Montreal singer-songwriter Adelaya is on the rise. Listen to her critically acclaimed debut album, What We Say in Private, and follow-up EP, Woman Here, now available on all platforms. Follow her to be the first to hear when new music drops. Learn more at adaleamusic.com. Funded by Factor.
Yes, Montreal, welcome back. Welcome back, CKUT 90.3 FM. You are tuned into The Spot with Miss Nikki. The Spot is where I tend to kick it every first and third Monday. We have a great time. Today, I stated in the beginning of the show, I am in rare form. Like, I feel great. And I don't know. I think I've rested. You know, I gotta... a good amount of rest. I'm feeling ready to take on the week, and I want to help you guys get there too, because sometimes Mondays aren't it. I'm not gonna lie. Even, you know, early Monday is horrid, and then late Monday is just realizing that the whole week is left. So, you know, I'm trying to help y'all. So maybe I can distract you from the fact that it's Monday when we talk about these VIP topics and then the rest of the music that we got to get into. Let's see. Let's get into it and we'll see. Welcome to the VIP corner. All right, welcome to the VIP corner, where we discuss VIP topics. The VIP stands for very important people or very idiotic people, depending on how they're acting in that moment. All right. So we'll start off with the elephant in the room. If you are in the Montreal area, well, I know that you've heard that Christmas is canceled in the, you know, in our metropolitan. It's, there's no gatherings, so we won't be doing that. We can't do that. So you're basically confined to spending the holidays with people who are already in your home or, well, yeah, or like virtually, basically. I know a lot of people are bummed about that. And I'm not saying that I know exactly who these people are, but I have heard a lot of people who are not going to follow the rules. Now, I'm going to suggest that you follow the rules, because the reason why we're at this point is because the first rules weren't followed in the first place. So I think we want to kind of like, we want to be in a better position, I would think. And I'm tired of it. I know y'all are tired, and we're all tired. We're all over it. So it's taken a lot from us, right? It's taken, it took Easter from us. It took, parts of the summer. It took travel from us. It took, Halloween, I guess, cause for y'all, because I don't care about Halloween. But it took Thanksgiving, and now it's taking Christmas. So COVID has taken a lot, and we really don't want to give her any more. So let's just do what we have to do, please. Like, I don't know. And I know it's tough, guys. So later on, what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you guys some suggestions, ideas, in order to still have like a fun holiday season, even though we're kind of like, you know, restricted. So we'll talk about that a little bit later. Speaking of, though, I actually cannot recall if I spoke about this or like the initial incident on the show, if I've been on in that time, but I think I have, because he's been in the hospital for a while. Jeremiah, singer Jeremiah, if you guys know, you know, we've played a lot of his songs and he features on a lot of stuff. He, you know, was a great artist. He was in the ICU for COVID, and he was being treated for a while, and recently he has been released from the hospital. First they released him from ICU, and then a couple days later we heard that he was released from the hospital. Chance the Rapper, who is his very close friend, kind of let us know this on Twitter, and we're really happy to hear that. You know, like, that's amazing. And I think a lot of people have thought that, especially, you know, like younger millennials, Gen Z, a lot of people have thought that this virus is kind of like an old person disease, where it's not. You know, Jeremiah is a young man, 33 years old, and he was literally fighting for his life. So guys, let's take that seriously, and so glad that Jeremiah is okay. All right, so let's get on to the next thing. Next thing, I want to quickly talk about the Soul Train Awards, because, you know, I love when it's these type of award shows that kind of celebrate us and show us in the light that we deserve. Because in lieu of the Grammys, that doesn't always do that. And the Grammys came out for, I mean, sorry, the Grammy nominations came out, and a lot of artists were upset. In the meantime, I think for me, the Soul Train Awards was a great reminder of awards that still do celebrate, you know, this type of music, our culture, and kind of know what's going on and has their ear to the street, basically, where I feel like sometimes the Grammys do not really know what's going on with us. Soul Train Awards were really good. You know what I mean? It's very difficult in this COVID era, in this Corona era, to have an award show and to have it give off what it usually gives off, to make it feel natural. But they kind of, I mean, I feel like they found a way to achieve this. What they did, it was kind of like, it was like a intimate comedy setup. You know when those comedy shows look like when it's like a little nightclub? That's what it looked like. You know, there were tables that were far apart. So it was like a few people in the crowd. I'd say it was about 20 people. They had them spaced out and it was a very intimate setting. Tisha Campbell and Tashina Arnold hosted as usual. They were hilarious as usual. We had some great performances from Jasmine Sullivan, Brandy, her, Monica. Everybody killed their performances, but I would say that Jasmine Sullivan and Brandy stood out to me. Some people were saying that Brandy was lip syncing. You know, I don't know. I couldn't tell. Because if she was, that was really good. You know, but we all know Brandy can sing, so I feel like that's kind of stupid to even mention. But Jasmine, her performance, I love it. I loved it. She always kills. I was happy to hear that, and I don't really know that much of who won. Monica was honored with the Lady of Soul Award. That was nice. Brandy won an award. I think Beyonce and Blue Ivy and WizKid won for Video of the Year, which Brown Skin Girl is a very beautiful video, so kudos to them. Yeah, I can't really remember too many of the winners, but I think award shows, honestly, like, I don't know if the winners really matter. I mean, we can have a conversation about that another time. You guys hit me up, you know, on social media, at @thespot903 on Twitter, at @thespot903 on Instagram, and let me know what you guys think, like, about awards and if they matter to an artist's career right now. Why do you think all of these artists are upset? The Weeknd was highly upset with the Grammy nominations not getting any, and zero for his album After Hours. Which is weird, you know, as he was preparing to actually perform at the Grammys, and now he's kind of like pulled out. He feels offended. Teyana Taylor feels extremely snubbed. I agree, because the album was one of the best albums, the R&B albums for me, but albums overall of 2020. Brandy's B7 got no nominations. A lot of fans were upset about that. I'm upset about Kehlani being snubbed. Justin Bieber, who was nominated for, I think, like, 4 awards, is upset that he's not nominated in the R&B categories and nominated in the pop categories, where he says that he explicitly set out to make an R&B album. So he's kind of confused as to why he's in that category. I mean, listen, I guess, Justin, like, I heard the album. It is pretty R&B. I'll give him that. And I will also give him that the Grammys clearly put certain people in the R&B category, and they clearly reserved the pop categories for other people that they deem pop. However, champagne problems, Mr. Bieber, okay? It's like, these people are complaining about, like, I didn't get nominated at all. People are threatening to leave the industry. Literally, Teyana Taylor just said that, like, she feels underappreciated. She's leaving music. We don't know if it's indefinitely or for a while. And you're talking about, well, I have 4 nominations, but I don't like the categories they're in. Sir, please, thank you so much. Speaking of Teyana Taylor, you know what? Like, I think that, I mean, this is why I do shows like this. This is why I have The Spot. This is why I do Breakdown to Lowdown. Because I really feel like obviously our culture as a whole, but specifically when it comes to R&B soul, we are not recognized enough for our contributions to music in that realm, and how important it still is, and how those artists still kind of thrive in their mediums, and we don't acknowledge them, we don't shine light on it. So this, I purposefully choose to uplift that genre as much as I can, and I really hope that Teyana is not really serious about leaving the game, because I love her music, and I have some of her music coming up later on in the show. Teyana, we appreciate you, we love you. Stick around, girl. You know, please. Okay. Ashanti and Keisha Cole will be going head to head in a versus battle. Now, this is exciting. This is kind of exciting to me, because Like, wow. Like, I feel like we've all talked about them doing a versus, but listen, this shows to me that Swiss and Timbaland are actually listening to who we actually want on versus, and they're making things happen. I mean, we had a really big one recently with Gucci Mane and Young Jeezy, which was a little scary because those two young men have a lot of beef. You know, this people really thought it was impossible to ever get them to do a versus, considering some of the things that have transpired. Now, it was a little tense in there, but they made it through, so kudos to them. Now, Ashanti and Keyshia Cole. Yeah, this is gonna be a battle. This is for 2000s R&B. You know, one had the early 2000s on lock, one had the later 2000s on lock, and the 2010s. Oh my God, it's gonna be so good. It's gonna be so exciting. I can't wait to see what numbers they do and their interaction. I really don't know if they're friends or not, so I think that should be interesting. So congratulations to them, because versus really means a boost in streams and, you know, great financial things for you if you're an artist. All right. So something that's, I mean, not as positive, I quickly wanted to touch on this Noah Cyrus thing. So there was an incident with Noah Cyrus, who is Miley Cyrus's younger sister. She made a comment online that seemed to be referencing journalist Candace Owens, who, I have to also say this, what Candace Owens initially said on Twitter in regards to Harry Styles doing a Vogue magazine shoot, I think he was in a dress or something, what Candace Owens said, I also do not agree with. Like, I also think that was not called for. However, she wasn't really talking to anybody specifically, so whatever. Noah Cyrus kind of like put a picture of Harry Styles up from that Vogue photo shoot, and she kind of says, he wears this dress better than any of you nappy HOES is. So, I mean, the word that got a lot of people upset, obviously, was nappy, and the Black community does not take well to people using that word anymore, even anybody in our community using that word, because it's really offensive and refers to, you know, the grade and the texture of our hair. So Noah, she kind of apologized when a lot of people came for her. She said, I'm mortified that I used a term without knowing the context and history, but I know now, and I am horrified and truly sorry. I will never use it again. Thank you for educating me. I in no way meant to offend anyone. I'm so, so sorry. I had a little trouble believing that, because she's 21 years old, and I feel like nappy, I feel like, you know, I think when you use that word, you knew exactly what you were saying, and you knew exactly what you were doing. So, I mean, keep that same energy. Apologize for what? You said what you meant what you said. That's my opinion on that. To end things off on a lighter note, a little more positive note, Lori Harvey is my girl, gang, 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 because Lori is just living all of our lives for us, you know? She said, you guys can't live, you broke people cannot live, I will live for you, and women, I will be your shiro. It is alleged that she is dating Michael B. Jordan. We've seen them together a little bit, coming off the plane together, looking all cute. Listen, Lori is winning. She makes 100% of her shots. The bucket list is looking nice. You know what I mean? It looks like she's checked off all of the men on there. She's like, homegirl has gone from Diddy, Trey Songz, that fine, beautiful soccer player that she was engaged to Future. She escaped Future without a baby. Now she's with Michael B. Jordan, who, I mean, is the dream for a lot of you ladies. I don't really see it for him, but I see the vision, Lori. I see the vision, and I see where you're going with this. So I'm happy for you, okay? And I want you to continue making all of these men sweat, because I like it. I like what you're doing. I'm here for it. And you know what? You know what? Just unlike this person, this next artist that we're about to play, who says no more, I say give me more. Give me more of that, Lori. But we're going to get into some Bradley Prince, Hometown Boy, with No More. We got some Nina coming up. We got Big Sean, Jhené Aiko, Ty Dolla Sign coming up. Stay tuned. Let's get it.
to the left. Baby, everything you own is in the mail, and I wish you well. Ain't no sentimental feeling care. Let me make one thing clear, I'm sincere. When I give you love, it's real, but I got a heart of steel. You've been playing games too much. Lately, you don't give a fuck, and you've been fucking too much. So, baby, why'd you have to lie? You look so innocent behind your eyes. You made me feel like I lost my mind. If only people knew the things you hide. So, baby, baby, why, oh, why, oh, why? I ask you for the truth, you feed me lies. You need to chill out with that mess, cause you can't keep having me stressed and stressed, stressed enough. Don't live here no more. I blocked you from my socials, my emails, my phones. You keep on showing up unannounced at my door, but we both know that love. All your favorite bags, girl, tell me what you know about that. Louis Vuitton and Saint Laurent with them Gucci tags. Girl, you ain't getting nothing back. You so mad, yeah, you should have thought about that. Yeah, you should have thought about me. Yeah, you should have thought about we. But you made a choice to be a girl that belongs to the street. So, baby, why'd you have to lie? I hope that it was worth it every time. You went behind my back and you would lie. You made me cry and cry a million times. I wish that I can show you what you did, so you would know exactly how I feel. Every time you smile, I die inside. I'm hoping for the truth, you give me life. Love don't live here no more. I blocked you from my socials, my emails, my phones. You keep on showing up unannounced at my door, but we both know that love. It don't live here no more. It don't live here no more, no more. It don't live here no more. You don't live here no more. Baby, girl, your shit's outside. Baby, girl, the cab outside. Baby, grab your shit outside. Baby, girl, bye-bye.
Safety on. on the side of the road, watching me curve highway patrol. They're playing like football, football, obeying like a good dog, good dog. Had a taste of life and I want some more. You stay inside locking your door and you don't know your mind's not free.
Yeah. Don't just take your clothes off. Take the problems off. Take the armor off. Take all the drama off. Let go your responsibilities you've been holding down. Know it's a lot on your mind, but I need your focus now. I need that. Yeah. I get that. Yeah.
Bring that body to me. Come closer, closer, bring it to me. Oh yeah, baby, I'll give you ecstasy. Baby, come closer, closer, bring it to me.
So sweet, girl, talking body to body, cheek to cheek. So for morning. Ooh, yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah. Look, I know. I have people in my circle, but they weren't in my corner. I had people in my business, but they didn't support it. They took advantage of me like they supposed to do it, they moments. Everything you didn't do, but could've did if you wanted. Working overtime, it's time I could be taking you down. Real shit, I gotta quit acting like these niggas don't want my place when I ain't around. Even though niggas ain't threats. I know if I don't live with you, I gotta live with regret. I might walk in while you showering. Hit you in your shower cap, you gripping on the towel rack. I'm busting while you bust back in the bathtub pouring champagne on that ass like I'm Dame Dash. Goddamn your last
bring
nigga blue with
me.
His lame ass.
Baby, come closer, closer, bring it to me. Oh yeah, baby, I'll give you ecstasy. Baby, come closer, closer, bring it to me. Conversation, can you speak my body language? I ain't got no time to waste, you got me losing patience. I can't wait to get you over here and get you naked. I'm about to ride that dick so crazy, I might break it. I'm so horny, show me something. Body to body, cheek to cheek, so for more. Bring that body to me. Baby, come closer, closer, bring you to me. Come closer, closer, bring it to me.
City of murder, ma'am, and narcotics. We got enough problems. Now it's time for that.
Right, so you're still tuning in to CKUT 90.3 FM, unless you change the dial, which would be weird if you're hearing my voice. So you're listening to The Spot. with Miss Nikki. We do this every first and third Monday. If you're having fun, like I'm having fun, please tell all your friends. Please share. Don't keep this show to yourselves. You know, not only does it play on 98.3 FM on your radio, you can also listen to us on TuneIn. Just search CKUT and you'll be able to hear me from 3 to 5 p.m. every first and third Monday. Also, CKUT.ca. You can listen to us on the website as well. So there's so many ways. So that means you can send it to your peoples who ain't in Montreal. That's what I'm telling you. All right? Okay, thank you so much. And don't forget, we, The Spot, is on social media. At The Spot 90... Y'all thought y'all had me. At The Spot 903 on Twitter. At The Spot 903 on Instagram. Come holla at your girl. Now, what you just heard, Big Sean, Jhené Aiko, Ty Dolla $ign, Body Language. I really like this. I really like this song. Initially, when I heard it, I wasn't sure. I was confused a little bit, but it grew on me. Like, it was like, it spread like wildfire. That's how much this song grew on me. It's like a nice little groove. I love Ty Dolla $ign coming in and kind of breaking up the softness, kind of love fest that's going on between Big Sean and Jhené there. And then Ty just kind of like brings it all together. So I love it. Before that, you heard Nina and Knots with Sidewalks. Really, like, jazzy, kind of soulful cut there. Love her vocals. Love the instrumental on that one. And then we started off with Bradley Prince, No More. This guy, he just knows what he does. He just knows how to do it. Him and his producer, they get it right every single time. They knock it out the park. And you know what? I've actually had a conversation with him. I've talked to him at length on Breakdown to Lowdown. He came on the show. It was a really, really dope episode of Breakdown to Lowdown. That's my podcast, if you guys don't know, where we dissect and analyze new and recent R&B releases. And you know, we also talk about urban pop culture mess and dissect and debate certain like happenings of the times. So that's with me and my co-host Clarence, previously also with Ian from The Morning Detour, aka Wheezy Moon Chaser, who actually still does a segment on that show. So make sure you come check us out. That's Breakdown, the number 2 Lowdown. Make sure you're following me, myself, and I on social media at Nikki Music, at NickyMusique. The music is spelled in French because I want that interaction. I want to know what you guys want to hear on the show. I want to know who you guys want me to have. So much great music that is out. Like when I was creating the list for today's show, I was like, oh my god, like I just want to play everything. Obviously we don't have time to play everything, but we can try. We can try. And with that, I have some Shaylia coming up with a song that I absolutely love off of it's off of her latest project, and I off the Solaris EP. It's called Irrational. So we're gonna hear that. After Irrational, we'll hear a little bit of Naima Frank, and then you know, we'll come back.
Got a really bad habit of wasting time, giving you second chances. Can't move forward with anybody else, cause you keep pulling me backwards. You know it ain't right the way I let you take advantage. Here we go again and again. Baby, you got to let me go. Baby, please don't you let me go. Baby, you got to let me go. Baby, please don't you let me go. Don't you let me go, baby.
I'm all drunk like that, feeling like a maze. This fake sense of liberation can make me feel the passion, just chills and isolation. Now I can't see where to go, how to feel, I can't tell who to be, can set me free. I don't know why every time I steal the show, it always has to come and go, and something says I got to know better. I got to know better. I got to feel better. On the side of this pretty guy, I can't see where to go, how to feel, I can't tell who to be, can't set me free. I don't know why every time I steal the show, it always has to come and go, and something says I got to know better. I got to know better. I got to feel. So I get stronger, the feeling, and I'm harming myself. Comes the excitement, more talkative, self-confidence, low inhibitions. Then it goes into my bloodstream, the emptiness of self, and Lord, here comes the drowning, no way to feel the pain no more. Poison in my soul now, digging into a hole now. Regrets are all I know now. Please come and take me home now. I'm poison in my soul now, digging into a hole now. Regrets are all I know now. Please come and take me home.
Yes, guys, Naima Frank, Young Girls, right here on CKUT 90.3 FM, on The Spot with Miss Nikki. The Spot is where I kick it every first and third Monday. I'm having a lot of fun with you guys today. I'm hoping I'm making your Monday just a little bit better. I feel like the Mondays before the holidays are just so weird because we're all just like, okay, when is this thing happening? Like, when is it over? When are we getting this break that's gonna be over in like as soon as we snap our fingers? Y'all know how it is. The grind don't stop. I mean, maybe that's just, I'm just projecting. I'm just projecting how I feel about it on you guys, since it's getting like almost like, okay, like when is it time? And I know I'm gonna have a little break, but it almost feels like the break is already over. So strange. But before Naima Frank, we heard some Shay Lia. You know, and y'all, if y'all don't know Shay Lia, you know, she's of, you know, French and Djiboutian descent, raised over there. Listen, came to Montreal to study, and now, you know, she claims us. What's up, MTL? What's good? You know what I mean? And she has been, like, just doing so much to further the genre in this city, which I love. Like, you know, her debut EP, Dangerous, long listed for 2019 Polaris Music Prize, so excuse me. You know what I mean? Worked with K Trinata before. She's doing it. And that EP, Solaris, the one that recently came out, it's still in my rotation. I love it. We got a lot of great music. That's one thing about 2020. We got a lot of great stuff from our creatives. So that was exciting because people were creating. If nothing else, they were creating. So that's dope. We're going to get back into the music right now, guys. But when we come back, I'm going to give you guys some tips you know, some ideas on what you guys can do while we are having this virtual holiday celebration. So we'll do that. We got some Jasmine Sullivan coming up. We got an oldies segment coming up that's going to feature... Can I talk? We got an oldies segment coming up that's going to feature Allure, Nas, Keisha Shante, all right? But before then, we got something brand new from Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis and Babyface off of their debut project. Yes, Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis have never had an album. This is their first time doing it, and Babyface is heavily collaborating with them on this. This is the first single off of the upcoming project. He don't know nothing about it. Let's get into it. And we got Jasmine Sullivan's latest coming up. And then the oldie segment will begin, as I told y'all. Let's get it.
Talking about all of the things he gonna do to you when he get you home. Coming up short, making all them excuses. Well, you're better off alone. Think he's fly, cause he drive a 600 that he don't even own. Talking like he the guy, he could buy heaven, any girl he won't. He don't know nothing about it. Get alone, alone. Run around town frontin' like he take good care of you. When everybody knows. Can a guy think he fly when he's still living at his mama's home? Say goodnight, ain't it time? Think it's only right that you let.
Flip the script on ya. When you the one who's double dipping, yeah. You so sloppy, how I caught you slipping, You're off the lease. Run me my keys. No more popping up the idiot. I ain't even got the miles to trip on ya. No phone.
Who is this?
Brand new. Like the whip. Rack it up. No assist. Made bitch, I ain't average. Wake up. Need a zip. And a
see. Take a sip. Look at my jeans. I'm too thick. I ain't got no room for extra baggage.
Don't forget to come and pick up your
feelings. Don't leave no pieces.
You need to hurry and pick up your
feelings. While I'm up cleaning. Boy, please. I don't need it. Memories. All that shit. You can keep it.
Forget to come and pick up your
feelings. Don't leave no pieces.
I'm trying to find a fuck to give for ya. You ran out of chances of forgiving ya.
Yeah, listen, I'm listening. Just for you to go and break my heart again. I learned my lesson last time. Word, I ain't coming
back now.
This is what you had now.
And I bet you I look better, don't I?
New phone.
Who is this?
Contact. Don't exist. Gas way too expensive. No more benefits.
Proper visit.
Hands tied, no grit.
I ain't got the room for extra baggage. So don't forget to come and pick up your
feelings. Don't leave no pieces.
You need to hurry and pick up your
feelings. But you had your fun, but I had enough. Now I'm really done. I deserve so much more than you gave to me. So now I'm saving me. And I made my peace. So you can run them streets. But don't forget to come and pick up your
feelings.
Don't leave no peace
enough.
You need to hurry and pick up your
Escobar, Allure, keep it raw. Hey yo, the bridge keep rocking. We coming through, bottles popping. Allure when your album dropping. The place is packed, many faces. And some I know and some know me for buying cases. Cash stack, shorty peeping. And she Puerto Rican, a half black. Puff, puff, give. I need to live, please pass that. So I can zone, maybe shoot a jewel and baby girl dome. It's a crazy world, let me drive you home, let's go. By the way, the name's Esco. The platinum range, make your man know we wet those. If he's front, I got the tech close. To you, much respect goes. The born truth, had to put it on you. Allure you, you gotta leave, I call you. It's been real.
Yeah.
I know you like the way I act. You've been around real cats all your life since way back. You still got it, cause you was turned out once. Guess you learned ain't no future with them burnt out stunts. Left the hood to get your own thing. We're home team, pushing through, watch your cone gleam. Yeah, you probably heard that my pipe game tight. Rocking VVS stones, powder blue whips with egg headlights. Center weed, getting all in your weave. I put out the trees and